Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And this morning we're visiting with Barb Smith up in Elkhorn Way. And we're getting ready for Tivoli Fest. So good morning to you, Barb.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, Tivoli Fest, it's one of those great ongoing things and great opportunity to taste Danish food. That's what we're going to visit about, Barb. Let's just start right at the top of the list because, to me, Appelskivers, I mean, that's what you go to Elkhorn for on Tivoli Fest. One of the top things.
Well, of course, the Appelskiver does. They always get a huge crowd there for that, and it's a lot of fun. The people that work there, they have so much fun. You know, it's a lot of camaraderie, and they, you know, even the people that, well, I've never made those. I don't know how to do that. It's fine, because if you don't really want to do that, there's a lot of other jobs to help with. But more than likely, you'll get a turn to try to make the Appelskiver, and it's a lot of fun to just try it and visit with the people, and it's just a whole social event.
You bet. Well, for some people, in fact, we had a person here at KJN who said, "I've never eaten an Appelskiver." We need to tell people. We're not on TV. Tell us, what is an Appelskiver? A little bit of the history, a little bit about, you know, what's in it.
Well, the Appelskiver, it's the best description I can come up with is it's a round pancake. Bigger than a golf ball, smaller than a tennis ball. They're perfectly round, so that's what really makes them unique is how they're formed in that pan. And yeah, we've always had good help from the people at KJN. I know Wayne always gets a good crew up here, and I think they have a blast.
Yes.
They're really good. So they're, like I said, they're something similar to a pancake. I grew up eating them that we just dipped them in sugar after they were done, and we ate them that way. Some people, you know, put jelly on them. Some people like them with syrup. I know some people also will put, like, maybe some a date filling or something like that. Up here in Elkhorn, we just kind of make them the old-fashioned way. We don't have any kind of filling in them. The old story is that somebody came up to the crew one time afterwards and said, "Oh, those are so good, but how'd you get that pudding inside of them?" Well, it really wasn't pudding. It's just that one didn't happen to get completely done.
And they still thought it was great.
So. Yeah, well, you know, we never admit we make a mistake.
Right.
So we just said, "Oh, it's a secret."
Yes, it's a secret. And, of course, they go into a pan that's only a half circle. So the thing to learn is how you turn that dough, when you turn it, to make it that perfect circle. So if you haven't tasted them, for you need to do that, but also watch the people who are doing that, because it's a skill. I think, you know, the first one probably isn't going to be perfect.
No. So. it won't be. I'll just guarantee that right away.
yes
but it's fun.
Absolutely. So what's kind of, let's talk about some other things that we'll find at Tivoli Fest that are very typically Danish.
Well, the other thing that's going on is the Appelskiver's at the fire station, so very easy to find for people right there off Main Street. The other thing is the open-faced sandwiches, which are a real Danish tradition. It's called smørrebrød, which is basically buttered bread. And the thing about these is they're just, what we call them is a work of art on a piece of bread.
Right.
This is going to be up at the town hall, also right on Main Street. We have several varieties of sandwiches. We get a bunch of the local ladies in. They're all made right there by hand the day of the event. And they're just, I mean, they're just beautiful. You come in and you just look at them as they're all, you know, on display. And they are so pretty because they're really just decorated up with so many ingredients. They're colorful. They're delicious. It's a lot of fun, and we just have, you know, some of the specialty type things, you know, like roll pulse, which is a specialty meat. But then we have things like, you know, roast pork, roast beef, ham. There's a shrimp one that's just to die for. We have a local lady who for years and years has been making the liver paste or the liver spread for us for the sandwiches that are so, that's one of my favorites. And a new one that we added last year is a pickled herring one, because pickled herring is very Danish. If, you know, they usually eat that with their, on a, like a little piece of rye bread or something, and then with their akavit. We won't have the akavit, but we will have the pickled herring.
So what's akavit?
The akavit is a Danish liqueur. It's Well, let's just say it'll wake you up when you take a shot of it.
Okay, now all of this is important because there's a piece of bread under it. Is the bread typically rye, or do Danish folks use other kinds of bread also?
We use other kinds. There's some of the sandwiches are on the rye bread, and the rye bread is made right here in town. We get that locally down at the grocery store. He makes it for us. And then we also use the white, it's more like an Italian-type bread. One of the most important things that, you know, when the ladies are making them is you have to butter the bread all the way to the edges. You know, don't be skimpy.
Oh, good.
Because, I mean, along with just, you know, we love our butter, it also helps the bread from getting soggy from all the ingredients mm-hmm. that we put on it. It kind of mm-hmm. does that seal between the ingredients and the bread to keep the bread nice and fresh.
Mention just a few of the things that you use for the decoration.
Oh, we use things like orange slices, parsley, pepper slices, radish slices. The little French fried onions go on some of them. A lemon twist. We use the real pretty leaf lettuce on a lot of the sandwiches, you know, underneath the ingredients. And, oh, onions, red onions. So there's a lot of different things, and there's a whole, I mean, I've got a whole sheet that basically has the instructions for, okay, this is how you build it. You start with your foundation of the bread, and then you build it by putting the lettuce on, then the meat, then this decoration, and this, you know, and mm-hmm. you just, and every once in a while you get a little creative and, like, maybe throw something a little extra on there just because you sit and think, oh, now something orange on there would be pretty. So you get a little piece of orange pepper.
Yeah.
So.
And I always say, other people say, too, you eat first with your eyes and then with your taste buds. So that
right.
how it looks is really, really important.
And, of course, you have to have your knife and fork for the open-faced sandwiches. You don't just pick these up with your hand and eat them. You do it the European way and use a knife and fork to eat them, and it's a whole meal on mm-hmm. a piece of bread.
Okay.
The other thing that we have at the open sandwiches, because, you know, you can't have a meal and not have dessert.
Right.
So we have Danish layer cake and ebaka, and the ebaka is apple cake, and that's a very traditional Danish dessert. All of these things are made by our wonderful Danish cooks. They're volunteers. They make these desserts and stuff and bring them in so that we can serve them and share them with all of our visitors.
Tell us a little more about the apple
cake. The apple cake?
Yes.
It's basically kind of a breadcrumb mixture and then apples that have been cooked down. Or you can just even, I mean, you know, to make it a little bit simpler, you can use canned applesauce. And you kind of layer it and bake it, and then, of course, top it with some good whipped cream and a little dollop of, usually we use, like, strawberry jam or something like that, just for a little bit of color to make it pretty. Because, mm-hmm. again, it's everything is how it looks.
Do you have, other than these things you've talked about, do you have another favorite Danish dish that you say, oh, this, I have to have this at least once in a while, or maybe for holidays?
Well, you know, the big tradition, like at Christmas time and stuff, is the roast goose. So that's something that I know a lot of people think, you know, especially like more our parents' age. They, you know, think back to, oh, I remember when we'd have that big roast goose for Christmas and things like that. And, you know, and the red cabbage is, you know, a very traditional thing. The Danish Inn right now here in town is actually making red cabbage up and jarring it so that you can buy it and take it home.
Uh-huh.
Which is
Yummy.
Kind of a new thing they're doing.
Uh-huh.
So that's kind of fun.
It is. That's great. If people are interested in learning more about Danish food, of course they can talk to you, but are there any special cookbooks, special directions that are available probably at the inn or at the museum? Or?
Well, I know both the Danish Windmill and the Danish Immigrant Museum both have lots of cookbooks, you know, books about Danish traditions, which, you know, of course includes the food ways and stuff. You could get those at either place. Up at the Danish Sandwiches, we usually have a collection of just the, like, Elkhorn cookbook, which that maybe, that's just kind of favorites of all these wonderful cooks from Elkhorn, and we sell those up there too. But if you want specific ones about the sandwiches and how to put them together, there's some wonderful books at the Windmill and the museum that you can get. That they have pictures and illustrations, and they kind of tell a lot too of, you know, how to even make some of these things from scratch, you know, and just the traditions of it.
Okay, Barb, we want to remind folks that this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, is when you need to get to Elkhorn to Tivoli Fest to taste all this good stuff.
Well, and I sure hope everybody comes up to see us. We're so busy sprucing up, painting and mowing and trimming and planting flowers. Now we just have to hope for the weather.
That's right. Well, we want to thank you very much, Barb Smith, for sharing this information with us. And until next time, here's a thought. Seek to do good, and you will find that happiness will run after you.